So let's come to the body. Relaxed body. So with the guided meditation, you can have analytical meditation. The eyes are a little bit open. Yeah, but you also can have them closed. Whatever feels good for you. Let's prepare the body and the mind. So the relaxed body will activate different flows of energy in the body. The energy will go through different channels. And it will make the mind more sharp, more focused, more concentrated. Get in the mind. Try to give some more space in the mind. Not a tense mind. Feel that you can relax the mind. And bringing in some focus for the moment right now. It's always good to generate the thought of love and compassion for yourself. Maybe you start to feel it. I just wish, may I be happy. And be free from suffering. And I'm not the only one with this wish for happiness. There are so many other living beings. Actually, all living beings have this wish for happiness. And you all don't know how to gain the happiness they deeply wish for. Without a spiritual path, it's very difficult. Without developing the mind, it becomes very difficult to gain the happiness you deeply wish for. How many have a part in developing their minds? If you just look, you don't even have to look within the realms of existence, the six realms. Even just under the humans, how many have a part that goes inwards? It's so understandable that these conditions are very difficult to find. And very easily lost. It's almost like a miracle. If you really start to realize this, can you see how rare it is? It's much more easier to win the lottery than the conditions that are coming together right now. And we're taking the essence right now. And not only for our own happiness, but for the happiness of all beings. To benefit them. And with these conditions, I'm be able to. So don't feel hopeless. because we're creating causes, even in one day, so many causes for enlightenment. It just becomes a matter of time. The more effort we make, the more easier with these conditions to gain a life, to gain enlightenment within a very short time. So may you benefit all living beings by doing this practice. And with this motivation, with this heart connection, I'll repeat the prayers. We start with the refuge. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened, to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. By my practice of giving in all the perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened, to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. By my practice of giving in all the perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened, to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. By my practice of giving in all the perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. And the Four Immeasurables. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May I bring him the happiness. The happiness they deeply wish for. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I free them from suffering and its causes. May they never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May you lead them into joy. May they abide in equanimity, free from attachment and aversion to those near and far. May you guide them into equanimity by myself alone. And then a request. Please bless me to cease all deluded minds immediately from disrespect for the gurus to the subtle dualistic conception. Bless me to generate all unmistaken minds instantly from respect for the gurus to the realization of emptiness. Bless me to completely pacify all outer and inner obstacles. And we start this meditation with recognizing the self-cherishing minds. Just look back into your life. Can you recognize the mind of self-cherishing? The selfish mind was the thought, my happiness. Only concerned about his own happiness and doesn't care about the other's happiness. Can you recognize this mind? You also can say the mind of attachment. You don't recognize? Maybe it can help you. It is your best friend. You still don't recognize that everything we do, all the things we do, is simply trying to satisfy the self-cherishing minds. Can you recognize this? That all the things you do in your life, from morning you get up to late in the evening, in the night, is trying to satisfy the self-cherishing mind. Your best friends. We follow it like our best friends. And can you see the self-cherishing mind is a dream, an illusion, some thoughts build up in the mind, which we follow like our best friends. Maybe you start to recognize that everything you do, all the things you bought, simply trying to satisfy the self-cherishing mind or the mind of attachments. But did it ever get satisfied? I mean, you can check right now, in the moment right now. Is it satisfied? So probably still your heart feels empty. And there's a thought. There's something missing here. Not content. Okay, what we have right now. After so much work. From morning till evening. Or deep in the night. Trying to satisfy the self-cherishing mind. But it never got satisfied. Even right now, the thought is there. There's something missing here. And try to recognize that it doesn't matter what the self-cherishing mind gets. It always wants to have more. It wants to have better. Never satisfied. Do you still think that one day it will get satisfied? By following the mind of self-cherishing? And how does it feel when the mind of self-cherishing comes up? There's something missing here. I want to have more. I want to have better. How many times in one day the self-cherishing mind comes up? There's something missing here. I want to have more. I want to have better. If you look clearly, it's almost 1,000 times a day. 1,000 times a day that you experience a mental breakdown. Do you still think following the self-cherishing mind as your best friend, that are going to bring some happiness. And not only this, but also as a troublemaker, which we don't recognize. So again, look back into your life, towards the fights you had with others, the difficulties you had with others, in your family, at your work, in society. Try to bring up a memory. What do you see behind it? Who's making the fight here? It's the self-cherishing mind. My happiness. How you dare. Only concerned about his own happiness. And doesn't care about the other's happiness. So who's the troublemaker here? Just check in the fights you had with others. Becomes so obvious. And what about the wars in the world? Who's causing the wars in the world? Because of an enemy? Where is the enemy? Out there? No. It's again the self-cherishing minds. My people, my country, and sometimes the self-cherishing mind kills another living being. Only concerned about his own happiness and doesn't care about the other's happiness. Sometimes it kills another living being. Who is the troublemaker? Who is the real enemy? Do you still think the self-cherishing mind is your best friend? And then we wonder why we don't feel love and compassion. It's impossible when your heart gets filled up with the mind of self-cherishing. There's no space for love and compassion. It's all about my happiness. Is that maybe the reason why we don't have realizations yet? Are we not enlightened yet? So the one who is disturbing the mind of self-cherishing becomes an enemy which we want to kill. That the one who is pleasing the mind of self-cherishing becomes a friend. Out of attachment we grasp at this person my happiness. And the one who's not troubling the self-cherishing mind, and who's not supporting the self-cherishing mind, we simply don't care. There's hatred, attachment, and ignorance. No space for love and compassion. There's discrimination between friends, enemies, and strangers. Do you still believe the self-cherishing is your best friend? It's obvious who is the one to overcome. And it's a tough one. And to kick this out of your heart is not so easy. But Tonglang definitely will give some results to make a change. Maybe we stretch first the body before we go into the antidotes. Yes, we had teachings on how to do Tonglang today from Glenn. So I don't have to explain it in detail. But know that this is a very powerful practice, which will not harm you. The only thing it will harm is the self-cherishing. It tries to kick out the self-cherishing out of your heart. So many people who had incurable diseases got cured by doing this practice. At the moment right now, there's one Indian man, I try to support him, he has only 1 month to live, and I gave him these instructions, I speak many times with him to encourage him. Looks like he's even improving his health, but he would be dead now, I think, already. So this is something very common by practicing Tonglang. So probably he has a karmic connection with the practice, also of course. But there are two people, one had AIDS and one had cancer. So Lama Zobra Rinpoche told the people to do Tonglang practice. And they both got cured, they also only had to live 1 month. Because this practice exhausts the negative karma to give rise to certain sicknesses. And it's created negative karma in relation to others, other living beings. So in this practice, you generate compassion and love, especially the compassion part, the taking part, in relation with other living beings that purifies. You exhaust your negative karma. Especially when you have a sickness, and you use it, the sickness, in the practice. Wow, so many other living beings have the sickness. And to take it among yourself. Very powerful practice. Very powerful. So I'm going to do according to the instructions that Glenn told me. Yeah. Normally do it a little bit different. Yeah. Because he mentioned about like five in-breaths. And then the cloud comes in front of you and between. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do that one. Yeah. So we start with ourselves. So try to open yourself. And opening yourself, it starts with reflecting first about the suffering we're going to experience in the coming months. What kind of suffering is this that we're going to experience in the coming months? On the basis of this, it really opens you up when you start to develop compassion for yourself. Wow. May be free from this suffering. And what kind of suffering are you going to experience in the coming year? What kind of suffering that going to be? Yeah, with the body? With the mind, like depression? With the problems with others? Yeah, maybe in your relationships? Difficulties with finding a job? And money problems, can be anything. Just imagine what kind of suffering you're going to experience in the coming year. And let this wish may be free from this suffering, which is compassion. Compassion for yourself. In the coming 10 years, just imagine your body getting older, becoming weaker. All these relation problems, the stress from work. I'm sick of it. May be free from the suffering. I suffered enough. And in the suffering you're going to experience in this lifetime, up to death, leaving your body behind. What kind of suffering that going to be? Try to open your heart with compassion for yourself. Try to open up. It's just unbearable. Just unbearable. I'm sick of it. And imagine this suffering you're going to experience in this lifetime as black smoke in front of you. And when you look into this cloud, this black smoke cloud, you can see all the sufferings, like the sicknesses, problems in the body, relation problems, money problems. Wow. Just this thought can feel unbearable. Maybe free from the suffering. So try to generate compassion for yourself. And the point is that you don't concentrate too much on the suffering, but that there is a living being. You, who has to undertake all these sufferings, may be free, me, a living being, may be free from this suffering. Try to open yourself, may be free from the suffering. And then you decide not to wait till it ripens, but you decide to take it upon yourself right now. Because there's a method here that goes against the self-cherishing mind, the troublemaker, the reason that I have to experience all this suffering again and again, because it's a karma creator. Collect so many negative karma because it harms so many other living beings, the self-cherishing minds. So let's use the method right now, the method which is very difficult to find and very easily lost. So let's take the suffering upon ourselves right now. So generate compassion for yourself. That is the force of the practice, the taking part. May be free from the suffering. Just reflect yourself as a being who suffers. When you feel that the compassion arises for yourself, at some point you say, yes, I take it upon myself. And then imagine on the in-breath that you breathe in some of the smoke and you offer to the self-cherishing at your heart. You digest. Self-cherishing mind, just digest it. If you like it or not. May be free from suffering. Cultivate this thought. That's compassion for yourself. Yeah. So maybe on 5 breaths, in breaths, yeah. Then the cloud is almost exhausted. And on the last breath, just imagine that you now breathe in the last part, yeah, of the smoke, of the suffering. Breathe deeply in, very deeply in. And hold the breath in and concentrate on the self-cherishing at your heart, who cannot stand it anymore. And as you breathe out, some crack comes into the self-cherishing. But it didn't get kicked out. Not yet. The method was not strong enough. And before we go to the next method, yeah, which is more powerful, maybe see if the need is there to stretch the body. Yeah. But it's normal, especially with the next method, because the self-cherishing mind really doesn't like this, that you start to feel pain in the body, that it even starts to freak out. Yeah. So just let it freak out. Yeah. Which is a good sign. And then imagine in front of you somebody is very close to your heart. So Glenn told me, yeah, to tell you, don't take someone, how do you say this? Don't take the, how do you say this? Not too heavy. I always go extreme. Yeah, people know me. Yeah? Don't make it too hard. I don't know what to say. Imagine a dear one in front of you who's very close to your heart, who's experiencing some sickness. Yeah, but maybe take something that's not too heavy for you. And that way, yeah. Maybe a sickness that's not so bad. and a focus on the person in front of you. And then try to recognize the sickness or the difficulty the person is experiencing in the body or in the mind. But it also can be difficulty in the family, money problems, it can be anything. And try to open your heart. And remember, I make a lot of effort with you to recognize that there is another living being who simply wants to be happy and not wants to suffer. So at that level you try to connect, so to connect from your heart. Not looking through the eyes of self-cherishing or focusing directly on the suffering. But there is another living being, just like myself. Wow. Just wants to be happy, just like myself. Try to open your heart. And seeing this person suffer because of a sickness, a difficulty, can become unbearable. So generate the thoughts of compassion. May you be free from suffering. I can see you suffer. May you be free from the suffering. And the person is just like myself. So I'm going to experience suffering in the future, like old age. Because imagine the person becoming older, all the sicknesses, the struggle in the family. With society, it's just unbearable. Try to open your heart. There's another living being who suffers. May you be free from suffering. And at some point, and the compassion can arise, that suddenly the thought can come. Let me take the suffering upon myself. Because it's unbearable to see you suffer. And I'm using this method to exhaust my negative karma. I can take it upon myself. So try to let compassion arise. Just try. Sometimes it doesn't rise. It's okay. It's sometimes like this. And don't get upset. Just try. May you be free from suffering. So when you reach the level you feel, yes, let me take the suffering on myself. You imagine then that you breathe in black smoke, which is the suffering what the person is experiencing, and offer to the self-cherishing at your heart, who has to digest this, if it wants or not. You decide on the in-breath, may you be free from suffering. Generated thoughts, may you be free from suffering. And then on the last breath, I say that you have 5 breaths now, is a very deep in breath. So deeply breathe in the last part of suffering. hold the breath in and concentrate on the cells cherishing who cannot stand it anymore. And when you breathe out, the cells cherishing get completely kicked out of your heart, out of the window. And at that moment, from your heart chakra, this pure energy of love and compassion starts to fill your body like radiating white light and completely filling up your body. Because that will happen. Different energies start to flow in the body. When the self-cherishing mind gets kicked out, it's only love, compassion and wisdom. I see the person in front of you who is free of suffering but is not really happy. And then generate the thought, may you be happy. May you be happy. And then imagine the breath that radiating white light comes from your heart chakra to the person. And the light take any form. Whatever the person wishes for, that makes the person happy. It can be food, drinks, a house, a partner, anything that makes the person happy. May you be happy. On every hour breath, and then you realize what the person really needs to find the everlasting happiness is simply a proper spiritual guide, the best one, a Buddha. So imagine that the light reforms into a Buddha who teaches the Dharma to this person. And the person brings it into practice, gains realizations up to the highest realization of enlightenment. May you be happy. And then imagine that you both open your heart and minds with love and understanding for each other. Try to feel this love and understanding for each other. Let this melt into light. And having done this practice, it's good to rejoice, to feel happiness in your heart. Because doing practice like this will only bring happiness and success into your life, into the life of others. Wow, how wonderful. And also the teachings, the meditations today. Try to rejoice in this. Do we make effort in this? And not only for our own happiness, but for the happiness of all beings. Wow, how wonderful. How wonderful this can be. We take the essence of our precious human life. It is increase your merit by rejoicing. And become fuel for keep on practicing when you rejoice after the practice. And you only want to practice joy. And then we dedicate the positive merit, the positive energy. may become a cause for us to gain realizations up towards the highest realization, the joy of enlightenment, and not only for our own happiness, but for the happiness of all beings in the world, in the universe. Whatever obstacles there are on the path, may they be removed in this second, right now. May we always meet perfect teachers who can guide us up towards enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. And may we develop this quality of love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes. Love never fails. So may we generate this quality of love within our minds. Is what the world needs more than ever. So take your time to finish this session here.